Well, if Congress had any questions about it, ag producers made it clear that they need the international market to continue to keep agriculture relevant in this country. The message from Farm Bureau board member Don Tropp was, we need to get all these trade agreements resolved that are standing in limbo.
Congress needs to move quickly as they can in order to avoid the instances that have occurred in the past when other countries have had trade agreements and have beaten us to the punch and made it more difficult for us to expand our trade.
Shawcroft says there are many trade-related issues of concern to agriculture, many which could be resolved. He said one example was our potato export market to Mexico, which really has been improved through trade negotiations.
Now they are in the process of moving forward with a plan to allow potatoes to be exported beyond the 100,000 resident rule. We're hopeful that will come to fruition, and it estimated that the revenue from potatoes could be as high as $80 million, which could be a fourfold increase from the current situation.
Well, if you had an eye on the milk market yesterday, you saw some big increases, especially for our summer months, as almost all our contracts into the fall are $20 per hundredweight or better. According to USDA Outlook Board Chairman Jerry Bangy, 2014 will continue to see some pretty strong prices, even though production will increase in the second half of the year. However, he said 2015 might be a different picture because he expects milk production next year to be up from 2.5% to 3%.
If you look at 2015, what you'll see now is the all milk price is currently forecast at $20.20, down nearly 12% from the $22.85 that was recorded in 2014.
However, when it comes to beef, it looks like the ceiling has not been reached yet. John Crawford says almost all aspects of the beef industry are seeing some great returns, but that too will finally change.
Of course, we've never seen it before where the fat cattle market's been at least at or above the Board of Trade. So this thing looks like it could be, the real deal for a while. I think a lot of folks are trying to rebuild their herds, especially in these beef cattle. So I think we may see a bit of a decline, but it may be a year and a half out, according to all the experts.
Well, we certainly have had a strong dairy market to report in on, though. Blocks and barrels, they both picked up 6 cents yesterday, pricing to $2.02 a pound. Butter up 0.75 cents to $2.17. Over on the Class 3 trade, May, $22.59. June gained 75 cents to $20.98. July up 71 cents to $20.67. And September is at $20.35. Board of Trade, well, their July corn's at $4.77 a bushel, September $4.74. Beans for July up another 13.5 cents to $15.17.5 per bushel, September up 20 cents to $13.27. And your wheat for July off a nickel at $6.59.25 per bushel. Livestock, fed cattle market. Choice beef steers and heifers top at 145. Holstein steers, 112 to 129. Slaughter cows, cutting utilities, 90 to 109, with most of the slaughter cows, 77 to 89, and slaughter bulls, 99 to 121. Replacement bull calves, 225 to 330. Heifer calves, 150 to 250. Barrels and gilts, 76 to 85, with feeder lambs, 175 and down. Market lambs top at 155. And that is a look at your agricultural scene. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.